We'll start with that shocking overnight news and police launching a murder inquiry after a man was shot dead in Ballymoney last night. Local people in the small North Antrim town have been stunned to wake up to the horrific news this morning. It happened outside a house at Riverview Park just before 10:30 last night, and a woman who lived in the house was also assaulted and taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Well, we can talk now to Ulster Unionist Councillor Darrell Wilson, who lives not far from the scene. Darrell, I mean, tell us about basically what you know, what happened last night and when you found out.
Good morning, Joel. Joel, yeah, absolutely devastating news to waken up to this morning. It was quite clear last night, probably going on towards midnight. There were a number of bits and pieces going up on social media, so it was quite unclear that there was something wrong. There was a police presence in the town. But I don't think any of us expected to waken up to such horrendous news this morning.
What can you tell us about the area, about Riverview Park, and you know, about what's going on here?
Well, I have friends and family who live in the area. Ballymoney in general is a very quiet little town. The Riverview Park area is no exception. It's a very quiet area, a close-knit community. So it's quite shocking for something like this to happen. People are shocked and stunned, so I think that says a lot.
I mean, we were looking through, I was in my head that there'd been maybe a similar attempted murder. One of the last times that I was on the programme, we were looking through the archive and came across an incident where there were shots fired into a house in I think it was September time earlier this year. I mean, you know, this is a worrying trend.
It is indeed worrying. Obviously, any criminality or any behaviour like this is to be condemned, and we would urge people to come forward to the PSNI if they have any information or if they have indeed witnessed anything.
And in terms of the victim, I mean, do we know anything about him?
No names as yet, but we do understand that there's a lady in hospital at the minute, and our thoughts and prayers are with her and indeed with everyone involved.
Yes, absolutely. And just finally, before you go, you've given a slight indication, but in terms of the local people who you've been speaking to today, I mean, did any of them see what happened? Were any of them around and saw what happened, as far as you're aware?
No, not that I'm aware of. No one has seen what has happened, but I think there's just a deep sense of shock in the town this morning.
Okay, and we'll appreciate your time this morning. That's the Ulster Unionist Councillor Darrell Wilson, who lives close to the scene of that shooting last night in Ballymoney, and as he's pointing out, details thin on the ground at the moment, but I'm sure as things develop during the course of the day, then we'll keep you fully up to date throughout our news bulletins here on BBC Radio Ulster.